Hi, this is Shanda again, and I am here with Danielle Ferguson and Lynn Parsons, and I'm going... Parsons. I said it right the first time. See, that's what happens when I second guess myself. Okay, and I'm going to ask you both how you are enjoying the podcast, or yeah, how are you enjoying this podcast so far? How are you enjoying the conference so far? And I'll start with you, Danielle.
I am really enjoying this year's conference. I have been absolutely amazed how many people are here this year. I have been coming for 5 years, and the first year that I went, it was Springville or Spanish Fork little music theater thing. And I think we had like maybe 3 classrooms. And now we're in the Marriott Hotel, taking up both wings of the hotel, filling all of the classrooms with over 450 people here. It's incredible. It's amazing. And this morning they had everybody raise their hands that it was their first time coming to the conference. That shocked me that there were so many new people that were at the conference this year. It was awesome.
I was one of them with my hand up, and I could not believe it. I was really surprised. More than half of the room, the huge ballroom, had people with their hands up that have come for the first time, and I think that rocks.
Yes, it was really, really neat. And another part of the Storymakers Conference is the Authors Incognito group. And when I first joined the group, there were like 30 of us. And now we have hundreds of people on our group. And it's just so cool to see how much it's grown. We took our group picture on the stairs earlier today.
Yes, I took that picture. It was fun. You feel the entire like huge wide hotel stairway.
Yeah. And I was looking at the picture afterward on my camera, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's our group. Holy cow.
And that's not even all of them that are here, right?
No, it's not. Those are just people who have previously attended the conference and then joined Authors Incognito, which is a writer's group that the Storymakers started for people who had attended the conference. And so, yeah, so we're going to have, I'm sure, at least 100 people signing up that are new people to join Authors Incognito just from this conference. So, very amazing.
While you're talking about Authors Incognito, how can someone find out more information about them? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Okay, well, good question. We are a Yahoo group, and so if you go to the Yahoo groups and you Google Authors Incognito, it will come up and it'll tell you it's a private blog, and so you have to have attended a Storymakers conference. And if you have, you're welcome to email into the moderators and request membership, and they'll double check with the Storymakers to be sure that you attended a conference, and then they'll invite you to join the group. Yeah.
Okay, great. I was just thought we'd share that for anyone who might be interested. Okay, Lynn, what about you? What have you enjoyed about the conference so far?
Well, I just got here.
Oh, that's right. You just got here. You're coming for Saturday, because I remember Danielle had said that you were going to come for Saturday.
And to meet my co-author.
That's right. You guys have not actually personally met? That's what you really meant, that you just met her? I thought you meant you just ran into her
We just met each other 2 minutes ago.
Like, but you...
First time touch, feel, I could actually... Look, she's the same height I am and everything, and we both wore purple shirts. I mean, we're just like, oh, author mentality. Yeah.
That is amazing. You are wearing purple shirts. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah, and not because we planned it or anything, but yeah, no, but you're just, we're all excited, our first time.
Okay, well, before we move on and how you guys got this all going, I want to know what you're looking forward to then, Lynn, for tomorrow.
I'm very excited to meet new people. I want to learn more about my craft. I'm excited to spend some time with Danielle. Just all kinds of really cool things.
So have you attended LDS Storymakers before?
No, it's all new to me.
So you're a first-timer too, just like me?
Yep, absolutely. First time. I'm so excited.
Well, this is really exciting. Okay, now you guys can go ahead and tell me, who wants to tell me how you guys hooked up to be co-authors? You're so gracious to each other. Okay, I'm going to ask you then, Lynn. How did you guys end up being co-authors?
Okay, I was working with a child. I was a special ed teacher, and I was working with a child who told me about this Yahoo group. The parents, the child didn't tell me. He could care less. And he was 5. So, this Yahoo group of parents, LDS parents of kids with autism. And so I would go on there and I would lurk, which sounds way creepier than it is, because I wanted to find out ideas for my students at school. Things that the parents were concerned about, so those would be kind of the focus of our lessons. And so I would lurk, and just thinking about what I had done with this one child who was in my ward, helping him during primary be able to sit and be able to learn things from the lesson, And people started asking me questions, and I went to young women's camp, and they come and they get me in the middle of the night. There's a girl having a meltdown. And so I thought there was a huge need for a book that would help kids with disabilities and adults at church. And so I put a little posting up there, and Danielle totally jumped on it.
So and at that point, I actually had been working on the book for 2.5 years.
So you saw an opportunity to have someone to partner with then, right?
Because the vision that I had for the book was that it would cover from birth all the way through adulthood. And as a parent of a child with autism, I had only experienced those young years. And I didn't know anything about the teenage and adult years. That was all a mystery to me. And so I emailed back to Lynn. I said, well, you know, I'm working on a book and, you know, let's just talk a little bit more. We just started emailing back and forth, and we talked on the phone a couple of times until I felt comfortable enough. I was like, you know, and I prayed about it, and I felt really good about asking her if she would be interested in co-authoring and working on the book together. And so that's how it all started. And it's been incredible ever since. Everything clicked. Our sense of humors, the way that we write and collaborating back and forth together. I mean, totally amazing and absolutely and completely. I had been praying. I did not know what to do for the book. I didn't know what I was going to do to be able to write those next sections of the book. And I seriously and completely believe that Lynn was an answer to those prayers. Heavenly Father sent her to me.
I have to tell you, it is not except until we got to know so many authors and things like that, that we heard these types of stories. You don't hear this in the national market, of how people just kind of end up together. And the fit is perfect, you know. I mean, you guys, you've only been together, a few minutes now since I've been talking to you, and I can already tell you guys just it's like you've known each other forever.
Well, and we talk on the phone all the time, we email all the time, we're always texting, all kinds of stuff, which is great. And it's been such a good fit because she was mommy and had the mommy perspective, and two of my kids had special needs, but not to a real severe degree, and they're all grown up now, but I came from the teacher perspective. So it just kind of all meshed together, and the expertise, you know, one had, the other one needed, and it just worked out great.
Absolutely.
That is so exciting. Okay, now, do you have is this a work in progress, or is this something you actually have submitted and have a date for?
It comes out, our launch party is June 22nd.
That's right, that's what you were telling me about. Okay.
Yes. And it's called Disabilities.
In the Gospel. Okay, that's right, your cover. I saw your cover on your blog.
Yes. And so we're very excited about it. And so our launch party is on the 22nd in the evening at the Gateway at Barnes & Noble's in Salt Lake City.
Well, we'll be there, hopefully, podcasting, so we can talk to you then. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited, I just might hurt myself.
Please don't. I'd like to see you on June 22nd.
I'll try to contain myself.
That's right, Disabilities in the Gospel. We've been hearing a lot about this. In fact, I think you have, Sheila either has or is going to be reviewing on her blog for
that. Yep, Sheila contacted me back when I even got the acceptance. She's like, let me know when it's coming out, I want to review it. And so she's been very excited about the book, and I just totally love that. You guys are so awesome. I'm excited.
Well, when we got the acceptance, you were in Michael's, is that where you were?
No, I was in Hobby Lobby.
In Hobby Lobby. And I was at a protest rally, and I thought, Trusty's like,
got the phone calls.
So,
yeah.
So what's all that noise? And I said, I'm at a protest rally. And I thought, oh, she's going to say, oops, sorry, wrong number, and hang up. But it was because our city council was meeting, and there was a man there going to protest that they pray. And so we got a whole bunch of people, and they had 8, and we had 200, so we won.
Oh, yay.
And Trusty said, yeah, hold up the phone and tell them I vote by proxy. So I'm like, okay, and we have one more here.
That sounds like Trusty. Okay, so June 22nd is the big day.
Yes.
And what about any future or collaborations? Or are you guys just going to hang out and be friends forever?
You know, we've been talking about some other things. We've kind of brainstormed a bunch of different book ideas, one for like a Mother's Day kind of a book that's for moms of all different kids with disabilities and that are inspirational. You know, if you could pass on one thing to, you know, someone else who's raising a kid with disabilities, what would it be? You know, and, you know, fun stories uplifting stories to keep you going through the journey. And I know Lynn's working on something
Is wanted me to write this book about the things I did for my social skills class, because we did a lot of off-the-wall things. We used palms. We had a store. We did all kinds of crazy things. We made videos. And so she wants me to write a book that families could use and teachers could use to use these different kind of odd things that I did that the kids really liked and taught them social skills.
Well, I think these kinds of resources are greatly needed right now. So it's encouraging that you guys are pursuing this line of writing, because there are a lot of people and teachers. I know Sheila, being a teacher, she has had experience with autism and different things like that, even in second grade, that she's had to deal with. So these kinds of resources are invaluable.
Yeah, no, they really are. And especially for families and church leaders, because at church, it doesn't matter what denomination you belong to, you're not a special education teacher, you're a Sunday school teacher, and you don't know what to do when someone comes to your class and you're not sure how to help them to be a part of the congregation. And, you know, and so they try the best that they can do, but they just need that extra help. And it's the same for families too. They're not sure sometimes how to teach their kid to pray, or will he ever pray, or, you know, or read the scriptures, or all the different other things that you do as a family, you know, as you're teaching the gospel and things. And so we're very excited that this has been something that as we've worked on it, and as we've met with so many other family members and teachers and church leaders from all different denominations and asking questions and stuff, that as we've researched it, we've had people for 3 years that have been waiting for us to finish this up and have it published. And so who periodically email us and ask, is this finished yet? When is it going to be available? So it really truly is something that is people really need it now. And it's just really an area that, with all of the growth of autism and all disabilities, it's not only autism that is, even though it gets a lot of, you know, media, there are all the disabilities, there are a lot more occurrences of them. And so this is something that is going to be a blessing for everyone all around.
There's nothing worse than feeling helpless at being able to help someone. I know for just a month or two when I was a Sunbeam teacher years ago, they had a little boy with autism come in, and it was pretty bad. The parents were trying to be helpful. There was always someone there with him. And as a Sunbeam teacher, I was dealing with 4-year-olds that I was trying to figure them out, and I just felt helpless. I couldn't really do anything for that little boy until finally they just took him with them, and they didn't bring him back to the class because there really wasn't anything. I mean, they were trying, but there was nothing for me to read or know about. There was, and even the parents didn't really know what to do with the bishopric. So I congratulate you on your efforts and the time and effort that it's taken for you to put this book together to help other people. And I wish you all the best in your book launch.
Thank you very much.
So much.
Enjoy the conference.
Alrighty.
You too. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
I am here, Hillary that is, with Shanda and Miss Tristy Pinkston. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
The same. Awesome, that is. Anyway, we wanted to take a minute and ask you how you're feeling about the conference and favorite classes and thoughts.
It's going great. And as far as the favorite class goes, I don't know. They're all awesome. We've got the best presenters. We've got the broadest array of classes we've ever had. And it'd be really hard to pick a favorite. So,
you know, it's so funny. When we were sitting in the one class with Jeff today, I look over and I see Stephanie Black on the row in front of me, and I see you behind me, and I'm just going, okay, you know what? Why are they in here? Got some of the best writers, and it's so awesome to see you guys. And it makes me feel like, I don't know, anyone, I'm encouraged, that's the best way to put it. Yes, it's awesome to see everyone in there so supportive, and it's an enjoyable conference even when you're a seasoned writer such as yourself. So tell everyone, and I know you've mentioned it before, but tell everyone your newest release.
My newest release is Secret Sisters. It came out this last March from Valor Publishing, and the sequel is coming out this August.
Already?
Already. They're...
That was the Ida Mae Rides Again.
Ida Mae Rides Again, and they're coming out twice a year because they're just skinny little.
They're little ones.
Yeah, they're only about 55,000 words. So.
Well, that's not very many.
I'm sorry to interject.
No, you're not.
Well, I am, but I'm going to anyway. So I know we've talked a lot with you like the last couple of months about your book and everything, and it's so. And I saw that Sheila had reviewed Secret Sisters on the blog, I think last week. But I wanted to just let you know that I got onto Twitter a little earlier, And I'm like, highlights of LDS, or highlights of the Storymakers 10 conference. One of them was seeing Tristy, watching Tristy carry out a huge ficus tree and taking pictures from behind it. Seriously.
That was funny.
Oh, thank you.
We were trying to whip out our cameras and we just couldn't get them fast enough.
Well, that's okay. But if you don't mind, I'd like to go back and kind of address a comment that you made a minute ago about seasoned writers coming into the classes. That's one of the things about this conference is that we have classes for everyone, be they beginning, middle, advanced. There's something here for every writer because no matter how many books you've written, there's always something still to learn. And so that's one of the things that we do is we don't just have beginning classes and we don't just have advanced, but we have something here for everybody. And so no matter how many books you publish, you come away feeling like you've learned something. So,
and that's the best thing. Isn't that just the coolest thing about this conference? Well, not the only cool thing, but it's one of the many cool things. And I have to say it was funny because I had reviewed Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Kimberly's book. What's her last name? Job. I always want to say Job, but I was like, I don't want to say it wrong. I put in my blog that it was, I thought for sure that you had edited the first chapter of her book because it was so action packed. And so tell us a little bit more about editing. How is that going with Valor? I mean, is it something? Well, tell us about it.
Valor is going awesome. We have got so many incredible authors. As a matter of fact, here are two of them standing right here in the hallway, Lynn Parsons and Daniel Ferguson. And I have the privilege of editing the books, and I'm having the time of my life. I am getting to know the authors. They're turning out great products, and I just love my job. I have an awesome job. That's all I can say. But
we like your boss, too.
My boss is pretty cool. A pretty cool boss.
Yes, we're so excited. So you're going to be at the Whitney's tomorrow night.
Definitely, yeah. I am presenting an award.
Which category?
I am doing young adults.
Yeah. Who are you presenting with?
Harsh Award.
Oh, okay. That'll be good.
Yeah, neither one of us write young adult. Oh, well. We're just happy to be there.
We don't write either yet, and we're presenting too, so,
hey, yeah. It's all good. And then also in conjunction with the Whitney's, there is a live blog where people who aren't able to attend the Whitney's can keep up on the blog. And so I'm going to be live blogging, and we're also going to be tweeting. So regardless of your access to the internet or if you're able to come or not, because even if you attend the Whitney's, you can still go home and read the blog and just see all the snarky little things we were saying all night long.
This is your third year in a row,
right?
This is the third year for the Whitney's. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that you blogged.
Oh, yes. Yes, uh-huh. Get your wrist exercise.
Okay. Who's next?
Get knocking. Yeah.
I've live blogged the Whitney's every year that it's been up and going, and we have too much fun.
So who else is blogging with you? The same people as the previous?
Yeah, Marion Jensen and Jamie Thieler, and we'll all be completely punch drunk by then. So we're liable to be very hysterical. And then there will be several people that are tweeting. I'm not sure who all they are, but anyone actually is invited to tweet. So in the conference syllabus is the tweet hashtag. So if you feel the urge to whip out your cell phone and join us.
I just might have to. Yeah.
You might have to.
I'd have to figure out how to work it first, but yeah.
Details, you know.
It's just a minor setback. No big deal.
Details.
Hey, I'm so proud of myself. I have finally figured out how to log into the blog all by myself.
No way.
Yes. It's a miracle.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, my husband makes fun of me because my cell phone is so old, but I know how to work it.
Well, I don't even have a cell phone, but I can blog. So.
There you go. That's right. Well, we are so excited for you and your new book. I haven't had a chance to read it, but
Sheila has. Yes, and it is absolutely wonderful. It's funny, but it has a really serious tone in a few places. You know, the messages of really what their job was to do as a Relief Society presidency. I put that in my blog post that, and even though there was a lot of humor, there was a lot of good messages in there.
So. Well, you can't write a book about a Relief Society presidency without showing some of what they do. The other books in the series are actually going to be a little less serious and a little more funny, because I'm sorry to say that because of their involvement with crime, they had to be released from their callings.
Imagine that.
And so for the rest of the series, they aren't Early Society Presidency anymore, and so I don't have to be serious. So it's a little stranger, but fun. In the rest of
we have no doubt heard amazing things. I can't wait to read it. And Candace really, really must have enjoyed your book because she talks about it a lot. So
she when I started working for Valor, I was contracted somewhere else, and she kept saying, I want Secret Sisters. And I said, well, you know. But then when the other publishing company decided they didn't want it, she about rented a firework truck and had a party. So she was so excited, and I'm just so thrilled with how it's turned out. The cover is adorable.
It is so pretty.
Yes. And I could not be happier. It just
That's fantastic. So is Ren going to get into the romantic thing with the...
Not until book five, because he's on a mission.
Oh, that's true. I forgot he's going on a mission.
Okay. Yeah, at the end of book one, he gets his mission call.
True. I forgot about that.
And then book two and three, he's on his mission. In book four, they go down to Mexico to pick him up from his mission.
Oh.
And then in book five, we get the conclusion of the plot arc there. So,
well, another question, is Ida May going to have a love interest?
You'll just have to wait and see.
Ah, come on.
Oh, what is Sheila going to do?
Well, I will say this.
Yes.
It's called And Something Blue. And so there is...
Really?
Yes.
Excellent.
So there is a wedding in
but
book
we
five.
We don't know whose wedding.
You have to read the series.
No.
You're just going to have to find out. Because I know you won't read it otherwise. I'm going to have to bribe you. Hold the carrot.
Exactly.
That's right.
Have to talk. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You don't have to talk me at all.
Yeah.
So tell us, are you teaching any classes tomorrow? I know you had at least one. That I saw.
Yeah, I taught one today about virtual book tours, mm-hmm. and I'm co-teaching one tomorrow with my husband.
Oh, about how to write as supporting each other, something like that, right?
Exactly. One of the questions that I get asked more frequently than anything else is, how do I get my husband to support me in my writing? Because there are a lot of women who want to write, but their husbands are being a little bit less than supportive, and some women have expressed that their husbands are even being very domineering about not wanting them to write. And so I think that's just a shame, because we've all been given talents and we're all supposed to be pursuing those talents. And so for the last 3 years I wanted to do this class, and I finally pitched a big enough fit that they decided to let me have it. And so I brought my husband in to teach it with me, and so we'll be team teaching it tomorrow afternoon.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That's exciting, because it's true. I mean, my husband, well, I'm not writing right now, so I have no idea. But he's been supportive so far with everything else I do, but you never know.
Yeah. Well, there are unfortunately some guys who don't quite get why it's so important. And then on the flip side, there are also some wives who feel that maybe their husband is gone so much already for work or for various different things that when he's home, they'd rather that he be home with the family, and they aren't quite understanding that need to write. And so hopefully it'll help both sides. But we do understand that there aren't going to be a lot of spouses here. And so we're going to focus on helping the writer know how to talk to their spouse to help them to understand. Of course, I would love it if some of these women would drag their husbands in by their nostrils and make them listen. But I don't know.
Sounds like a blog post to me.
Oh, I've blogged about it.
So are you going to have a class telling us how to find a spouse, too?
Sheila. If we could somehow tie that into writing, you bet.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, dear Sheila, dear Sheila.
Let's see. How do you find a spouse by writing romance? How's that?
As a single mother with children and working full-time, that's
yes,
my problem.
That would be a really long title, and it might not fit in the syllabus.
It's
getting late. We're getting tired, and it's starting to show. But thank you so much for taking some time out to chat with us, and we look forward to the new book, and I can't wait to read the one that's come out already. I'm very excited about that. I think I might have to. So, yeah, I might do that, too. I could probably work that out, but yeah, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And we will probably talk to you again.
Hey, anytime. I like to talk, and I like to talk about myself, and so you put the two together. It's like this totally winning combination, so it's all good.
Works for us. Works for us. No worries. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, take care.
You too.